And the new heavyweight champion of the world, Rocky Marciano.
That was the call back in 1952 when another undefeated champ, Rocky Marciano, knocked out Jersey Joe Walcott. The bell's still ringing for the people of Brockton, Massachusetts. That's where Marciano was born and raised.
The achievement Rocky made in becoming the world heavyweight champion of the world, undefeated, never beat, he's a major symbol for the city of Brockton. That's why the statue is so important.
That's Mike Capiello. He runs a boxing gym dedicated to Rocky's memory. And that statue? It's of Rocky. And the World Boxing Council is donating it to the city of Brockton. But a fight broke out. Here's the blow-by-blow. First, the council wanted to put the statue in Boston, not Brockton. Brocktonians fought back to bring Rocky home to City Hall. Round one to Brockton. Then the mayor found out that the statue would be twice as big as he originally thought, 24 feet tall. Far too large to be next to City Hall. The mayor wanted a smaller statue. City Councilman Todd Petty fought to keep the statue big, but move it to Brockton's high school.
The kids could see it every day. They could feed off the energy from it, and it could serve as a reminder that, you know, you work hard. You push yourself to the limit, and anything is possible.
The residents of Brockton seem to have rallied behind Petty's plan. Tomorrow, he's presenting the World Boxing Council with his case to keep Rocky Marciano bigger than life.